The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding, and thank you for choosing to spend a little bit of time with me here this morning as we barrel towards the holiday season. We are now, as you are listening here on this particular Sunday, that's right, 5 days from Thanksgiving. Wow, huh? Sorry, 4 days from Thanksgiving, I guess. But it's since it's morning, I guess you could count that you still have the rest of Sunday to go prepare. Better get your turkey. All that stuff. It's, I love Thanksgiving. I love to make the big dinner. We have some guests coming in from out of town. And the boy is the same age as my youngest. And so they're both 15. And she loves to bake, as I probably have mentioned over the years. And, you know, she used to bake cookies for my patients who were getting joint replacements. But, she had more time when she was six. It's very, one thing you don't have time for, I guess not one thing you don't have time for, but just that phase in your life. I mean, it's just, I can't believe how busy it is with two teenage girls. I never would have believed that it would be somehow busier than when they were younger, because they just have so many more things that are happening, I guess. But I think it's a little less busy than it was 2 years ago when neither one of them could drive. So at least since my oldest is fully driving and my youngest has the school and work permit, it makes it easy, which is wild to me because, I mean, we didn't have that when I was young. 15 and a half, you got your permit and you could drive like they are permitted here, except you could not drive by yourself at all, like to school events or not. That was not a thing. That was in Oklahoma. But yeah, anyway, so here we are, rounding the corner into the holiday season. And like I always say, my dad told me that things would get faster and faster and faster as you get older. And I mean, it is starting to blaze past. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where when I used to think about what's going to be going on in 30 years, it was, you know, pretty much what I am doing. Like when I was 25, I pretty much thought, well, when I'm 55, because I was in medical school at that time. So, well, 55, I'll be well into my career and blah, blah, blah. Did not think I'd be in Iowa, but that it has worked out well. But now when you're 55, the thing is, I see patients in my clinic every day who are 80 to 85. So that's 30 years from now for me. And I can tell you, there is a very wide variety in how they are getting along. And so that's the thing that makes me, when I talk on this podcast about, or the radio show, depends on how you listen to it. When I talk on the show, it's a show one way or the other, about your overall health. It's because I see it. I see it day in and day out. Your overall health is so, so important as you get older. It's not less important. It's more important. And, you know, when I see somebody, I had a woman last week who fractured her hip and she was just 80, early 80s, very spry, getting around great. And then you see other people who kind of have trouble on the day to day and they'll fracture their hip. And then they take a very long time. And it's just, it's the same with knee replacements. It's the same with anything. For those of you who are my age, who are in their 50s, and there's probably not people dramatically younger than that. There's probably not a lot of teenagers listening to this show on WHO on a Sunday morning or on KCIM on a Sunday morning. But you owe it to your future self. This is what I, when I talk to my daughters, I say, you know, remember, when you're studying, when you're doing these things, you are paying attention to future Madison or future Sydney. It's not just like an exercise to go through now, whether it be school or whatever, you know, health and eating a little better and those kinds of, which is very difficult with teenagers. They just have, and I will say, I had a horrible diet when I was a teenager too, but look at it, people in America nowadays, because of those horrible diets 30 years ago, America is much less healthy. And so it's a very tough thing because we are in a culture where, I mean, you walk in the grocery store and there is just food that's just barely meets the qualifications to be called food. And there's just so many chemicals in it, and it's just this substance, but not sustenance. And so, you know, I tell my girls all the time, eat more meat, eat more vegetables, eat less sugar and less caffeine. And I think that's a formula, right? And then also on the lower side, carbs. Like, I'm very still, I'm not 100% carnivore like I used to be, but I'm basically carnivore during the week. And on the weekend, I cheat a bit, but not too much. I'm about 20 pounds heavier than I was at the beginning of the year when I was full carnivore. And I'm trying to figure out how to deal with, I think in the first of the year, I'm considering going back fully strict carnivore for a few months and get that 20 pounds back off. And it's just, I'm sure there are plenty of you out there like me where this struggle, it does not end. There's not like, I mean, I work out all the time and that hasn't changed. I may work out a little bit more and a little bit less, but I mean, I work out a lot. I run up, run. I make the motions of running. It's not very fast, but I do these hill sprints, right? I talked about that. I do hill sprints, and that is closing down the opportunity to do those because I do not sprint on it's going to be too cold, and then I don't sprint on a treadmill. I just think it's dangerous. So then I'll probably do some sort of a substitute for that, and then I'll do more kettlebell exercises. And then lots of gym work, sit-ups, lots of push-ups. I ride my bike at least once a week, sometimes twice, for an hour or two. So, you know, I get a fair amount of exercise, but it's all diet regulation that makes the difference. And I know I'm not the only one. And it's so hard. I mean, my daughter last night made these cranberry candies, and she basically somehow she processed the cranberries, boiled them a little bit, I guess, and then put them in powdered sugar. And of course I had to try a couple, but you know, with the holidays coming in, it's tough. So I guess my advice for the holidays is try to, because I'm guessing most people listening are normal people, and if you're normal in America, you probably have at least a little bit of a weight problem. If you have at least a little bit of a weight problem, you're probably thinking, gosh, I could lose a little bit of weight. And it is that time of year. And I think my goal is, I mean, my daughter's going to make pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. I'm going to have some pumpkin pie. I'm going to have a little bit of yams. I'm going to have a piece of bread. But I'm not going to go crazy with it. I'm going to have a little bit of stuffing. I actually didn't last year because I was still super strict on the carnivore. But I'm definitely... It takes some planning. I mean, if you're going to get through the holidays and try to start being healthier on January 1st, because that's, you know, that's it. That's where the renewal is, right? People want to get healthier. And I mean, it makes sense. You're charting a course for the year. But I think what you should set your goal on is to not just eat every piece of Christmas candy that you see. You know, just have some restraint during the holidays and then set a goal. And right now is a great time. So my multitude of health and diet programs with which I've had success, and again, I'm pretty darn happy with where I am right now compared to where I was 2 years ago before I started the carnivore diet. And, you know, I did my labs a year ago, and that just seems like yesterday. All of my metabolic markers were improved after a year of just eating meat and a little bit of cheese. And I was strict. I really got into it. I had a YouTube channel going, which I have left up to inspire people. but it really made a huge difference for me. And so I'm thinking about, what am I going to do? And I think I'm going to have to go like super strict carnivore for the first 3 months of the year and get that 20 pounds back off before summer. Now, I'll keep you updated. But whatever it is that you decide to do, remember, as you age, your health becomes more and more important. For some people, it becomes your whole life. For other people, it doesn't. So I think if you're in your 50s and you want to not have your health and your interaction with the healthcare system be your entire life, then chart a course now. And right now, 2 months essentially, or 6 weeks left in the year, it is a perfect time to start setting an agenda for yourself. Okay, I'm going to start eating this method. Let's say you want to do the Mediterranean diet. People seem to do very well with that. I can't do very well with that because there's too many carbs on that diet. But it's basically, if you look it up, it's not a lot of red meat. It's a lot of fish. It's a lot of olive oil and, you know, feta cheese and those kind of things. Okay, well, some people have success with that. I can't do that because anything that allows any significant amount of carbs is a non-starter for me. So I'm either keto or carnivore is the only way I'm ever going to really make the progress I want. And I know that from a lifetime of experimenting. And keto and carnivore work for a lot of people. The Atkins diet, that's the same thing. But whatever you want to go get on Mounjaro or one of those Ozempic or something like that, I would probably make sure you do that under supervision of a doctor. I think there's ways now to get around that and to sort of call in and have people do it for you online. But I know some people in my life who have had tremendous success with that, although it does require discipline as well. You do need to, you still can't take Mounjaro and then go to the donut store. That just doesn't work. You have to change the type of things you're eating as well as the amount, because the amount will sneak up on you. You don't have to eat a lot of donuts to make it really bad for you. I mean, donuts are easily worse for you than a cigarette. One donut versus one cigarette. Imagine eating 20 donuts a day, how badly that would wreck your health and how quickly that would wreck your health. You would just be a mess very quickly. So, you know, they're on that level as far as how bad they are for you. Because sugar, as you know, sugar causes you to get diabetes. If you're not eating a lot of sugar in your diet, you most likely won't get diabetes if you were not born with it. Many researchers and physicians are starting to call Alzheimer's disease type 3 diabetes, because you have type 1 diabetes, which is the insulin-dependent diabetes that you're born with. Type 2 diabetes is the diabetes that your body, and there's some genetic predisposition to type 2 diabetes, but it is something that your body reacts to a long history of a poor diet and probably little exercise. And then now they're calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes because the link between processed sugar and Alzheimer's is becoming more and more apparent. It's just everywhere in our society, and big helpings of it. You see the size of sodas. Everything went so big now, and so if you get a soda, it's 32 ounces instead of 16, right? Well, 32 ounces of soda is a whole lot of sugar. It's more sugar than you should have in the whole day. And then if you're adding on to that, candy bar, donut, another big soda, and then you're going to eat some chips. It's just a good time of year to chart a course for your own health and well-being, because I believe that your birthday and New Year's Day are the two prime days of the year for charting a new course for your health. And I think that there is nothing more important than that. I mean, I can talk to you all day about how good a knee replacement is and how good a hip replacement is if you need them, or a rotator cuff repair. But if you don't have good underlying health, it doesn't really matter, right? It's a situation where I saw a patient this morning who, this patient needs knee replacements when you look at the knee x-ray, but the patient is just not healthy enough. And all of the health issues that this patient is having are related to obesity. So I can't help this patient walk because this patient's body is not healthy enough to have the surgery, and the knees are way past the point where there's anything else. Injections are not helping. And so you get yourself painted into a corner health-wise. But there's always, always hope, and you can always, always, always be in better shape in a year. My mom, who's just recently moved right near us, now has a staircase that she's walking up and down many times, and she had her knees replaced. Long-time listeners will remember that back in 2021, I believe. I did not do it, of course. That wouldn't be ethical, but I had someone do it. And she's still reaping the benefits of having her knees replaced, because if she had bad knees now, well, she could go get them done. But in the interim, those 4 years, she had all those years of walking around and being healthier. And now that she's 81 and she's just moved into a house with a staircase that she goes up and down probably 10 times a day. And I have watched her. She is walking better than she was when she got here to Iowa. So I'm just a proponent of overall health. I think having new knees, new hip, new shoulder can absolutely play key parts in your ongoing health and your ongoing improvement of your health. But again, it's both. You've got to have a reasonable level of health in order to have these big surgeries. And if you don't, then you can get yourself painted into a corner where you're not healthy enough to have a surgery and your knees are terrible. And then you're just confined to very limited mobility by arthritis. And I just want everybody to be healthier. And I know it does not happen easily. And I know for some people, like myself, it's a constant, I don't say it's a struggle, because I wouldn't call it a struggle. It requires constant attention. If I stop thinking about it, it falls apart. So I have to be thinking about every day, well, okay, I need to exercise today. Okay, well, I need to eat this. Well, I already had that, so I have to just eat more meat and fewer carbs. But I just wanted to take this episode, and rather than talk about bones and joints, talk about overall health, because I think, again, we have a tremendous opportunity here with the end of the year coming to improve our health. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving this Thursday, and, you know, have a little piece of pie. Don't have two big pieces of pie. Have a little bit of mashed potatoes. Have some more turkey. Pile your plate higher with turkey and lower with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, and all cranberry sauce and all that other stuff. Lean heavy on the turkey. The turkey is your friend over Thanksgiving. And so I hope everyone has a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. And I will be back next week. So have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.